Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Before we go around the wildlife, Tim McMahon had this clip of Dirk. This is going back. This is, he was in Miami yesterday. And so all this talk about, hey, 2011 and winning the finals in Miami. So this is really cool. Dirk being asked about, whether or not Luke and Porzingis and the gang are interested in what happened in 2011.
Every time I mention the past, he's like, you're so old, you're so old. he doesn't listen, you know. He's a young man, but he's an old soul, I guess. I don't know, he doesn't want to hear some of my old stories.
Porzingis loves him a lot.
Porzingis, yeah, shows a little more respect towards me than Luka does. Luka is reckless at times.
All right.
Reckless.
That's amazing on a lot of different levels. It's mostly loving and fun in cheek, but tongue in cheek. But there is something fun in cheek is really edgy.
Yeah.
But there is something that needs to be looked at in regards to Luca's view of things. And did anybody read Tim Cato's quick exchange with Mark Cuban over at The Athletic about the draft and the upcoming free agency?
No.
So basically, Tim Cato had done an article about free agency, and then it sounds like he fired off an email. I'm guessing, based on my Cuban experiences, he fired off an email to Cuban, in which Cuban gave him a series of seven-word answers. And so Cato's like, sort of inferring what it is that Cuban means from these short answers. But one thing that's interesting is Cuban was sort of implying that Luka now gets it on what he has to do with his body.
Oh.
Which the implication being that kind of like what I thought before, he didn't get it.
Fast fooding it up?
I think what's happening is Lucas hit a wall physically.
Right.
And meanwhile, Trae Young is peaking. Mm. And I think the light is starting to shine where he goes, oh, I do see the light.
You know, everything you've told me about him from all your up-close access, it sounds like he's just ultra competitive.
Yes.
And so any failure or anything perceived as a failure or anything that's less than his personal expectations, which are super high, will be dealt with accordingly.
Yeah.
Like if he doesn't meet whatever personal goals he has this year, he'll do whatever he has to do to meet those next year. So I think this is all valuable experience.
Yeah. You're right on something there, Ben, that I was thinking about earlier. I want great things to happen for this organization and I want great things to happen to Luka. But I'd be lying if I didn't say that in the last week or so, I didn't think about the idea of Luka getting snubbed for Rookie of the Year and what that could mean.
Yeah, like, chip on the shoulder.
It could be coming back with a vengeance like you haven't seen before. Because there is a part of me that was worrying that things were coming too easy to him. And I don't care who you are, you're gonna smash into adversity. It happened for Jordan. It happened for Bird. It happened for Magic. I don't care who you are. It's never going to be easy. And I'm sitting there going, okay, he's already been MVP of a league. I'm worried about things being easy on him. That's a problem because I want the train to get going faster. I want to get to the end of this journey faster. And I almost feel like a couple of early stumbles would expedite all that. But who knows? But right now, it's time for this.
Monkeys, bears, snakes, crocs. Duck-billed platypuses. What do they have in common? They're animals, and they will kill you. Ah! Ben Iskin are here to keep you informed and save your lives as they go deep into the heart of darkness. It's time for shocking jungle exploration in Around the Wildlife.
Thank you, Steve. Back in 2014, Ben came to work one day with a concussion.
Did we ever confirm that?
I think he kind of had a concussion.
I remember there was a day where Ben thought he was concussed, but I don't know that this is the same day. Maybe it is. Maybe it's
not. Yeah, I can't confirm that it was the same day. There was a day that I definitely got a concussion.
We all know with HIPAA laws and things like that.
The HIPAA laws won't enable us to get into too many details about HIPAAs and what they do with their lawyers.
I can tell you that it was May 30th, 2014, though. I can tell you that.
But it was a great day.
And Ben wouldn't know because he was concussed.
I don't even remember being at the studio that day.
Right.
In fact, I drove my car home to someone else's house.
In fact, I received a text message from former board operator and producer of the Ben and Skin Show, Brendan Smith.
Who's that?
And this was at 3:34. He was sending me this story, and I said, we're doing it at 4:20.
By the way, congratulations to Brendan Time. They have a new baby in their family.
Oh, congratulations.
There you go, Brendan.
Love you, Brendan.
Love you.
Yeah. So he's having sex with more than his underwear, huh?
Congratulations.
So, to this song, a huge, huge report came out. 41 scientists published a worldwide analysis of this fungal outbreak that's been wiping out frogs for decades.
Have you noticed how few frogs there are? Finally, somebody makes a good point.
Now, this they noticed it in the 70s, and they noticed that frog populations were declining. In the 80s, they were like, okay, some of these species are now extinct. But as we continue to progress through the world, they're going, wow, this is really taking a big hit to the frogs. In fact, in the 90s.
When's the last time you saw a frog when you weren't like at a swamp or a creek?
Fair question.
Yeah, I saw one at a Jamba Juice. I don't know.
They're all gone.
I didn't see one get at the mailbox. You know, I was running to the cleaners and I ran into that frog. You know? But so in the late 90s, they discovered this fungal outbreak. And it's they've shortened it. It's called BD. So these frogs are dying because of BD.
Oh no, venereal disease.
Basically, they get infected by it. It infects their skin cells. Their skin will start to peel away, and then it'll just get old and die. It hops into a pond and dies in the water. Mm. So this fungus, there's no cure for it, and they've discovered just now, a big study came out. That, whoa, we totally underestimated how severe this fungus was, and it is now wiping out frogs as we continue to go forth.
Please back me on this.
Thank
at 43733.
I will back it.
The frogs are disappearing.
They are.
I swear to you.
It is. It's true. Those are great points.
Except don't text 43733.
One third of amphibian species in the world. And in the United States specifically, are in sharp decline.
Yeah. Is that because of the ozone layer?
It's because polluting all the water pollution that's happening in the climate change.
Every time a fish swims up, it's inside a plastic bottle. And I'm just like, this is so depressing.
It says in 2007, researchers speculated that BD might be responsible for all known declines of frogs that had no other apparent cause. So if a frog wasn't just dying because it got eaten by an owl or some guy stepped on it, you know, they're like, yeah, that's why the frog's no longer here anymore. The BD got it.
Oh,
think about how bad.
We did the story the other day. We're running out of clinics and things like that.
Uh-huh.
Free clinics and so things like that. So, yeah, BD being a huge problem in the amphibian world.
Yeah, well, if you think about it, an amphibian has to be able to deal with climate change on land and water.
Yeah.
So you've got double the climate change impacting them, and that's why they're in sharp decline.
Meanwhile, sir, are you saying there's climate change going on?
Absolutely, I am.
Oh, my. Whoa. Wow, I'm going to back away from that because I don't know how to vote. 877-881-1053 if you're okay with this crazy political rant.
Meanwhile, guys, I don't know if you've seen the story on the Toads.
No. They're going to be playing Homegrown Fest.
The Toads are crushing it out there. 41 scientists got together, did a big report on the Toads, and said the Toads are crushing it out there.
I don't think scientists talk like that.
I don't think they did that.
What's the update on Toads?
We'll Nobody in a smock has ever said Toads are crushing it. Out there.
Now, there are these tiny poisonous toads that have been taking over Florida yards. I don't know if you guys just saw this story in Palm Beach.
Is a poisonous toad, do you have to lick the toad to get the poison or just touch your skin? Or
I think in general you want to just lick anything and then go from there.
Okay.
Not like it'll bite you.
They'll
bite you.
The toad will?
Oh, yeah. Sorry about all that. Don't do that.
Toads bite things?
Yeah. Snapping toads.
So it says basically they can shoot a toxin.
Oh, my God, they're armed?
They'll shoot a toxin from their back when they're attacked.
What a freak.
So these toads are taking over this this area in Florida. And as one guy reported, there was a toad on his wall. I don't think he'd climbed to the top of the wall, but a toad was attached to the wall.
It learned to climb.
So he's going to attack it with a fly swatter. Okay, and he'll kill it. Well, I mean, you know, you're not going to throw a shoe at it. You know, you don't want a big smudge on the wall. You have to be as clean as possible, and the fly swatter will serve as a spatula to get the toad off the wall. Well, the toad shoots a toxin at the guy, and the guy could die. He's going to live, but he could have died.
Wow.
His name's Steve Johnson, too.
Oh.
It says the toxin is very vicious, and it would stick. If it shot, it would stick inside a dog's mouth.
What?
What?
I think you're on acid right now.
No, dude, I'm telling you, man.
It shot a dog's mouth?
So it's the type of, that's what the danger is. It's not going to attack a human.
I like the phrase.
A dog.
I like the phrase you used earlier, as one guy reported.
Steve Johnson, he's an ecologist. But he said, basically, if you have a dog and your house is being, you know, encroached upon by poisonous toads.
If it's being frogged.
You need to swab out your dog's mouth. And obviously, unless it's a pit bull. But you need to swab out your dog's mouth because it could have that toxin in it if they're toads.
I'm sorry. What if it's a pit bull?
Oh, I wouldn't put my finger near one.
Just depends on the owner.
As we've learned, I don't know.
Just depends on the owner and who's swabbing mouths.
So if you have any trouble, who are you going to call? Toad Busters. They'll help you out if you're having toad problems.
I really am confused about this.
What?
So the dog can carry the toad poison
and
pass it on to the humans by like licking your arm when it comes up like a loving dog?
So you don't suck out the poison?
Yeah. If it doesn't die first because it's got the toxin.
You've always been big on telling people that.
That is the worst when you walk in and a dog owner is sucking the toxin out of the dog's mouth and they have to explain that to you. And they're like, no, I'm just being a good dog owner.
Yeah. Especially when the dogs sit on the toxin.
Shippy, let's go to the Situation Room.
Here we go.
Do we have time for that?
This is a special report. We head now to the Situation Room, where KT Fun Tweets is tracking breaking news. Holy s***. This is huge. Here he is, Kevin KT Turner.
Yesterday, Shin-Soo Chu received the news before the game that he would not be in the starting lineup. Instead, it would be Hunter Pence. Now, I don't have any quotes from Shin-Soo Chu or anything, but I'm sure there were some out there, but we had kind of been tipped off.
People call me Chu.
Chu did not take it well at first when receiving the news that he would not be in the opening day lineup, something that he takes very seriously. Mm. Made him sad before the game.
So did Woodward read to him his own words from the article about Willie Calhoun just needs to suck it up and be a part of the team?
No.
Whoa. I was wondering if those Chu quotes were read back to him as he expressed unhappiness.
He expressed unhappiness about something that didn't involve the team. It involved him.
Mm-hmm.
The selfishness. Exactly. It's the same reason they were upset with Calhoun. But it's a little different, I guess.
Yeah.
Shin-Soo Chu has earned his position where he is. I guess that's probably the wrong way to phrase it. He doesn't have a position.
He's earned the DH.
He's earned his right to DH, and he was arguably their best player last year, their best hitter overall season.
The respect of the team is what you're saying, though.
Yeah, he's earned the respect. But he wants you
to put some spec on it.
Based on a lefty.
As Evan wrote, my whole thing is, did she really think he was going to get to start against John Lester? But as Evan wrote in the article, is it worth pissing a respected team elder? Is it worth pissing Chu off?
Well, it sends a message.
They're not a tribe. He's the team elder.
It sends a message that the team is most important.
Yeah.
I mean, it sends a big message.
Yeah.
I agree with Evan. Evan said, yeah, it is worth it. The message sent it there, our opening day, here it is. There's no more sentiment about things like that.
No
one
is
in the lineup. Hey, I'm going to need you to pinch hit in the seventh inning. So how about you don't be butthurt about it?
Nobody.
And the message is now, opening day, let's get this out of the way early.
Right.
You know?
Nobody that's left over from the 67-win team is above the team. It's just not the way it works.
Yeah.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.